Morning, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Ki Teitzeh. Just like a quick welcome, shout out to the Shana Aleph and Shana Bet of this year that just arrived this morning, so that's why I'm a little bit late in Dvar Torah. The Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, actually two Pasukim I'd like to talk about very quickly. The first Pasuk is in Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Yud. The Pasuk says, Lo tachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. A person is not allowed to work a shor, an ox, v'chamor, and a donkey together, pulling the same yoke as they are working the fields. And the Balei Tosfos, the Da'as Kanim, and other Rishonim explain why. The reason, as they say, is that the teva, the nature of the shor, of the ox, is that he is constantly chewing his cud. He's male geira. And therefore, he's constantly chewing his food for a longer period of time than the chamor, who does not. So as they're working, the chamor is going to hear, the donkey is going to hear the shor, the ox, chewing on his food, and he's going to be jealous, and it's going to cause him tsar, that as he's working in the hot summer, he's going to be hungry. And here you have the shor, and his neighbor right here is eating away, and that's going to cause him tsar. So we see from here that Torah is omed, stands all the way to the das, to look, cares about the thinking, the thought process, or the feelings, I should say, of animals. How much more so that a Torah cares about humans, how much more so we have to be careful about how we treat other people. And Gemilas Chassadim, specifically the Pasuk, again in our Parsha, says, Lo yavo amoni movi bekal Hashem, gam dor asiri lo yavo lehem bekal Hashem ad olam, Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Dalet, and Hey, the Pasuk, the Torah commands us that we are not able to marry into the Amon Umoavi nations, even the 10th generation. Why? Because they did not provide for you with bread and with water as you left Mitzrayim. And okay, but the Pasuk tells us that the reason why we can never ever marry into Amun and Moav is because they did not have the decency to give us lechem and mayim, bread and water, as we left Mitzrayim. What's interesting to note, and the Sefer Chinuch note, I think, explains this as well, is that we see from here how careful, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, for us to be Gomel Chasadim, how much He wants to care for other people. We have these two psukim in this week's parasha, that the Shor and the Chamor were careful not to hurt their feelings, and all the more so people, so much so that we are not allowed to marry into a nation who did not care about the sensitivities of others. And therefore, we could even marry into the Egyptian nation, right? But we cannot marry into the Amon Amove nation because it's entrenched in their midos, bad midos, midos ros. And therefore, we can never marry into them and they can never marry into us. So obviously, the Torah is teaching us very important lessons. Specifically, this parasha is being read and into Elul, way into Elul already. And we have to understand that this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about. So Maharal tells us that there are five Dibros, five commandments, Bein Adam L'Makom, and five commandments of Bein Adam L'Chavera, because they are both as important. So we should be zocha to take these lessons, to be able to treat everybody carefully and correctly, and ultimately bringing a lot of nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos.